how to have self-control in a world of indulgence. First, I want to point out that self-control is a fruit of the Spirit, which means that it's not a fruit of our flesh. That means that it's going to take work. We don't just become Christ-like overnight. 1 Corinthians 9:25 says, "Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." So as Christians, we are in intense training. We have to die to our flesh daily. We have to spend time with the Lord even when it's not fun and we would rather be doing something else. As a follower of Christ, it is so important that we practice self-control. But when it feels like the temptations are too much, we can be encouraged by 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13. It says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." So we can practice self-control and have confidence that no matter what, the Lord will make a way out. And this is how we can have self-control